you get your fill of capes and scowls? Good. Now make sure you head on over to our good friends at superliminalfilms.com. Superliminalfilms.com, a member of the Capes and Scowls podcast family.
There was a firefight!
Killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000.
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Cowabunga!
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Well, here we go. So, here we are for another interview. Tim's still with us.
I'm ready.
He's kind of sleepy, but he's good.
I'm very sleepy.
And we have another special guest with us. If you can just say your name and who you're with.
My name is Heather, and I'm from SL Publishing Group.
Awesome. And SL Publishing Group, so explain a little bit about what that is and maybe their history.
We've been around since 2008, and we publish basically only the best books that we can find. Lots of people submit to us. I think we've only ever actually accepted one submission, and all of our books on Amazon have a 4.5 to 5-star rating. Nothing below that, and we don't plant those reviews. So, and we just try to basically put out the best possible product. And I know some people get mad at us because, you know, we take forever, but at the same time, everything is awesome.
Okay, so it's all about quality over quantity.
It really, really is. If my editor tells me, you are not going to be happy with this if we put this out now, I'm like, you know what? If you're telling me that, you're probably right.
Okay. So. Awesome. So can you tell me a little bit about some of the books that you brought today?
Our books range anywhere from contemporary vampires to historical vampires. We've got some concubine action going on and some fantasy, as well as like some Roman romance. And we tend to favor thicker novels, but we do have some thinner ones as well, to just kind of get people dip their toe in.
Okay. So who reviews them before they come to you guys? Like,
I have two editors who actually see the books before it even comes to me. It's coming to me, I already know that they like it.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, they've only ever sent me two books.
Okay.
So that being said, though, we did actually just have a submission from someone who finally... We're having characters of color, and I'm not even joking. If you look at all of these publishers, I go in there and I ask them, do you have characters who are not white? No. So she just submitted a book to us that was really, really great. It's a post-apocalyptic novel, and you know, I got a call. She's just like, this is really good. We need to publish this. And I'm like, thank God. So you know, that's what we're trying to move toward, you know, basically opening it up to more diverse people, you know, it's just depressing when there's just not enough of that around here, you know?
Yeah, so. Well, like, even so in diversity in general, so obviously, you know, you have a lot of the white characters, but are there Asian, black, like, what do we have for, like, diversity currently, or is
Well, right now, we have one person who is Argentinian, and you can see him on our poster down there, but, you know, this new book that we're coming out with features a black and an Asian character as the two main characters, so, and then after that, there was a black and a Bulgarian character, and then her next book after that, she sent us a bunch of information. We were like, she's like, I've been writing for a couple of years, and I wasn't sure, but, you know, if you're not sure if you should submit your book to somewhere, submit it to a bunch of different places, you know, see what happens, kind of dip your toe in it. And also, I do tell people when they are looking at submitting at different companies, always look through that damn contract. You do not want to sign your life away for 7 years.
Right.
So, you know, make sure that the contract is favorable to you, because you're not publishing for anyone but yourself.
Right. Okay. So. What was your first book that you really got into that, you know, you published? And obviously you have a ton of them. What was your first book that you personally was like, this is our first book?
Our first book was a book called See, and I love this book. It's by an author named Becca Abbott, and she put that book out, and it's so great, because even though it was our first book, we published it back in 2009, it's still one of our strongest sellers to this day. It's the book that when people are here, that's the book they see. The artwork on it is absolutely gorgeous, because I got it done by an awesome author named Fimo, and you know, she did an amazing job. Becca's writing is great. You go on Goodreads, go on Amazon, it's all 5 stars. So it's a fantasy, it's an epic fantasy, and it's got wizards and, you know, castles and demons and all kinds of stuff in there. And it's just really great. I love it. Put it this way, all my volunteers showed up and they're like, so, this one's my favorite. And I'm like, good to know.
So. And so tell me a little bit about the concubine one. I thought that was a really interesting concept. It was different, and it definitely kind of sets it's a different tone over there than all the other books that you have over there.
That particular book is by an artist, I'm doing well this morning, by an author named Amy Schreiber. And she had this idea for this fantasy world. It's not like in this world, but it's in a fictional country called Anchorit, and it's between two concubines who fall in love with each other, rather than, you know, normally you see a lot of these books, it's the master and the concubine are falling in love and all that. No. You have one concubine who kind of shows up, and he basically says something to the effect of, like, you know, I don't even want to be here. And then the head concubine, he says, you know, it can be better, you know. And so he sets about teaching him, but at the end of the day, the two of them fall in love with each other. And I'm not going to spoil the end.
Right.
But I love that book. It's a very, very sweet story, and it's very organic, just the way it comes about. It's not one of these ones where their eyes meet and suddenly infatuation forms, you know.
Right.
I see a lot of that, and we try to stay away from that.
Yeah.
So, because that's not how real life works.
Right.
Real life doesn't work where you just meet somebody's eyes and some instant love, maybe lust. So, but not instant infatuation love. No. So.
Okay. Tim, do you have any questions?
No.
Useless, absolutely useless to me.
I'm tired this morning.
No, you're totally fine. So what would set your stand apart from everyone else's stand here? Like, what do you think that you offer?
I think the care we put into our publications really sets us apart. We commission all of our covers by artists who have, you know, their own distinct style. But instead of maybe picking off a photo from, like, Shutterstock or something and, like, photo manipulating it to look like every other cover on the planet, their characters look like your characters, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, our quality control. All of our books go through months of editing with different... We have a developmental editor who goes through everything, and then a copyright editor, whereas, you know, a lot of other companies, they just take everything.
Right.
So, you know, they're just like, I can put a cover on this, and, you know, we're good. That's not how we roll. We also provide our authors with their own .com domain names. We want our authors to succeed. We want them to promote themselves. So we provide them with their own websites free of charge. Nice. Provide them with business cards and t-shirts, and also the opportunity to host their own booths. If they would like to sell books and make a little money on the side, they get percentage of the sales.
Okay.
So, you know, we try to make sure that they themselves can succeed, because if they succeed, we succeed. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Yes.
Our percentages are also much higher.
Okay.
Ebook sales, basically it's 50-50. And because we consider it a partnership with our authors, we consider it, they're entrusting their manuscript to us, and they're entrusting us to do the best job we can to market it ourselves. But we're also trusting them to market their books. And some authors are really great at it, some not so much. And if you're not that great at it, we can provide you with the tools so you can get better.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And then just final, because we want to promote as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So where should people go if they want to find out more about your publishing company, the other books? Like, where should they go?
They can go to slpublishinggroup.com, and that has all of our books on it, all of our information about our books. Or you definitely follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/slpgroup.
Okay.
And I post on there couple times a week with updates on, you know, covers and books that we're doing, conventions we're attending, and that's like the best way to get into contact with me, because any emails generally that go through the site, they go through our customer service rep. So if you actually want to talk to me, you probably put it on Facebook. She's like, you shouldn't answer everyone on there. And I'm like, no, I want to answer everyone on there. If they have a question, I'm going to legitimately answer the question.
That's
so
awesome.
I try to do my best to keep in touch with everyone, you know, and I'm talking to them and they're like, I thought you'd be way more professional, you're really fun. And I'm like, okay, man, I'm a stick in the mud when I'm online.
That's awesome. Well, Heather, thank you so very much. And the viewers can't see you, but you were fabulous from the first day I saw you. You had the business card on point. You are very professional. You have the color coordinated. I love it. So that's great.
I try to have my company. I really want people to look at us and see a professional company. I mean, you're right. I have all my volunteers. We're all wearing the coordinated t-shirts and the business cards and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I want people to see us as a professional company, and I want us to act like a professional company. And, you know, and so far, all my authors have been happy with me. I just got told by one of my authors, because I was talking to her, I was like, these books just weren't printed right. And I've got tons of people telling me, no, they're fine. But I'm looking at them, I'm like, that's not right. And finally, one of my authors, she said, look, I signed with y'all because you have that attention to detail. Because you're not happy with it, you're going to make sure it gets fixed. You're not just going to put it out anyway, mm-hmm. just to save a buck. And yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not. I have a stack of manga back there that I'm not going to sell.
Right.
So, you know, that's just kind of how we do. Oh, also, uh-huh. new manga that just came out based on the... Gotta have a plug, sorry.
Please do, please.
New manga that just came out based on the Blood Nation novels, which is our most popular series about vampires and the rise of the Blood Nation and everything. So our new manga is called, actually, The Blood Nation Volume 1 can be found on our website and on Amazon next month.
Okay.
So anyway, sorry.
That's okay. No, thank you so very much. So again, Heather, I appreciate it. And good luck to everything you're doing.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.